winner by unanimous decision. And now the WBO interim featherweight champion of the world, from right here, Belfast, Northern Ireland, Carl the Jackal Brinton.
Well, another epic night of boxing took place at the SSE Arena on Saturday. Mr. Frampton earned the WBO interim featherweight belt with a classy points win over the former four-weight world champion Nonito Donaire. Stephen Beacon with us this morning. So Windsor Park is on, Stephen.
Without question, Stephen, good morning to yourself. And good morning. I hope that you book August the 11th and August 18th off, my friend, because that's when the Windsor Park fight will happen.
Well, I have never been to a boxing match in my life, and I tweeted last night that no amount of KFC or fish and chips or whatever it is, other brands are available, will stop me going to that. If I get a ticket, I'll be there.
Well, I think you'll get a ticket and you will enjoy it. I can tell you this, Stephen, I do believe that when Carl Frampton fights at Windsor Park in August, it'll be one of the greatest sporting occasions this country has ever seen. Carl Frampton, he's not just a great boxer, he's a great lad. You know that yourself. You've interviewed him many times.
Yeah.
And what he does is he brings the people of Northern Ireland together. He puts smiles on faces. And wasn't it wonderful to see him on Saturday with such a composed yet dynamic performance against a world-class operator in Nonito Donaire, by the way. He is one tough cookie. And Frampton was just absolutely brilliant.
The first call that's come in here this morning, Stephen, I see it being noted down. Carl beat a man well past his best. Is that unfair?
Well, I think Nonito Donaire is slightly past his best, but you could see on the ring on Saturday night that he still had a lot to offer, and he caught Carr with a great shot late on, but Carr was brave enough and man enough to take it and won the fight convincingly. So I think that's slightly unfair. What we should focus on here is Frampton's performance, because it was... Do you know what, Stephen? He had a game plan, and he worked at it to the letter. He's got a new trainer in Jamie Moore, and Carl has been saying all week in the run-up to the fight that it was the best training camp he's ever had.
Yeah.
And you can see just how content the guy looks. And whenever Carl...
But did he fight any differently? I did hear him saying that, the best and all of that stuff. But could you see any difference in his approach?
Oh, yes. I could see that he was much more composed in the ring. And I think that comes down to his relationship with Jamie Moore. The discipline as well that Carl showed was fantastic. And he's the full package, Stephen. You know, he's got the personality, he's got the talent, he's got the ability, and he's got the people of Northern Ireland behind him. And in August, this place is going to come to a standstill. Windsor Park will be packed to the rafters.
How many can Windsor Park hold?
Well, on a football match, 18,000 is the capacity, but
really?
There will be thousands more than that because you'll get seats on the pitch as well. The last time Carl had a massive outdoor fight was whenever he won the world title in 2014. It only seems like yesterday, but there were 16,000 at the Titanic Quarter that night. There'll be far more at Windsor Park, and the atmosphere will be even better because that stadium is such an acoustic arena. So the noise will just go all around the city. And if you can get a ticket, please do so, because a Frampton boxing night is an epic occasion anyway. But one at Windsor Park, it's going to go through the roof.
Who is he going to be fighting?
There's possibilities, Stephen. He could fight the WBO title holder Oscar Valdez, who's from Mexico, or there's a possibility he could fight the winner of next month's IBF title showdown between Lee Selby and Josh Warrington. No harm to those guys. Selby's from Wales and Warrington's from Leeds. Frampton's in a completely different league to those two, and he would take them to the cleaners, in my opinion. Valdez would be a tough opponent, but as Carl said himself, no one will beat him at Windsor Park. He's been having this dream about Windsor Park for many, many years, and finally it's going to come true. And I'm so pleased for him, so pleased for his family, so pleased for the people who stood by him throughout his career. And it's great for boxing in Northern Ireland, great for sport in Northern Ireland as well.
Here's George.
Frampton's such a man of the people, Stephen. He really, it's just brilliant actually to chat about Frampton and actually to see him in action. And I'm so pleased that he's back to his best.
030-30-80-55-55. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. How you doing? Just a couple of things before I get to my point. But that guy fought. It was a real, real nice guy, real gentleman. If you looked at
Donair,
yeah, the Clash of Heads had on the 10th. They acknowledged that it was an accident. So that, and pre-fight, there was no nonsense. During the fight, they seemed to have a lot of respect for each other, and you've seen that was a dangerous, dangerous man still, no matter what age he was. And then post-fight, you know, the guy just looked a complete gentleman, and the respect they seemed to have for each other was immense. And I thought, I agree with Stephen Beacon there. I mean, if you watch Frampton, I tweeted him this on Saturday night, if you watch Frampton pre-fight in the ring during the warm-up, the focus in his eyes and that, he seemed a different fighter than his last couple of fights. I think Frampton said himself that he got the hunger back. And if you looked at him, as I say, warming up in the ring and the concentration and even the shape of him, you know, the way his body was cut, you know, he just looked an entirely different fighter. And I think it will be the winner of the Selby fight. They fight at Allen Road next month, I think it is, Stephen Beacon will tell you. But,
that's right, May the 19th.
Yeah, at Allen Road. And I think it will be the winner of the Selby fight at Windsor Park in mid-August. So, well, and everybody will be there. And Stephen, I'm telling you, don't miss it, because, I mean...
I've never been to a boxing match, as I said earlier, in my life. Are they?
Well, if you get tickets, Stephen, it starts from lunchtime. You go out for a meal at lunchtime.
Yes.
The atmosphere around the town...
I like that bit.
Your atmosphere around the city centre, all around Belfast, all the bars and clubs. It's a glorious day out, and then you get the fight. You see the undercard. You know, you may know someone on the undercard. We'll get in. You'll be able to watch that. Have a few beers at the fight, and then the celebration night.
I don't do beer.
Belfast city centre.
Pina colada.
Frampton wins the world title again, but a totally, totally different focus fighter. He looked even pre-match or his pre-ring warm up. You know, you just look at him, if you watch the fight, a rerun of the fight, look at the concentration.
Well, now, here's a different perspective from John and Donamina.
Mr. McPoland.
Go ahead, John.
Hello. Do you have the respect to name my village properly? Can you do that with other contributors?
Can we talk about Carl Frampton?
Can you have a bit of manners on that? I want you to address my village properly.
What do you mean?
I want you to say this is John from Dunamana.
This is John from Dunamana. Would you like to talk about Carl Frampton?
I certainly would, yes. I'm a boxing fan a long time. Love watching boxing. Carl Frampton is overrated. A 35-year-old man. Took him to 12 rounds. He couldn't knock him out. You know, it wasn't a decisive. You know, the 35-year-old man held his line with him and hurt him in the 11th round. Hurt him in the 11th round. This is a man who Frampton was going to knock out and do this, that and the other. It would gladden my heart if Frampton was knocked out in Windsor Park.
But why do you say that, John? Why not get behind your own man? Why would you say that?
I'll tell you why I say it, Mr. No. I will tell you why. Kieran Frampton's trying to be all things to all men.
He's trying to excel.
Pardon?
He's trying to excel at his chosen sport, John. Yeah. Why not be a local man getting behind a local guy?
Because I don't read him as a very good fighter. I don't think he was voted
what, Gareth? World Fighter of the Year 2 years ago.
Well, that's, and everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Let Stephen Beacon speak to you, Stephen.
He's a born boxer. There's no excitement when he's born.
Gareth Frampton is a class act inside and outside the ring. There's nothing boring about him whatsoever. Yeah. I enjoyed watching that fight. I've enjoyed watching him beat people like Leo Santa Cruz whenever he beat Kiko Martinez when he won the World Championship. That was a great fight. And listen, Nonito Donaire might be 35, but he's still a very fine fighter, and he could probably beat just about anyone else in that weight division. So Carl Frampton did a brilliant job. He did a number on a world-class operator, and I think you should give him the credit he deserves.
It'll be Lee Selby. It'll be somebody that Frampton can knock out. It'll be an old Saf fight. It'll be somebody that he can knock out. Because if you put somebody in...
Have you ever been in a ring, John?
Pardon?
Have you ever been in a ring?
I've ever been in a ring.
I take it you've never done it. You've never...
I don't say you don't are whenever Jackie Fullerton landed one on you. Don't be saying you boxed other. I tell you what, Stephen. I'll go in the ring against you for charity. I would go toe-to-toe with you.
Well, I would have great pleasure...
I would knock you clean out through.
I'd have you knocked out before.
I would knock you clean out over the ropes.
Before you could say Dunamina, you'd be on the ground.
Jackie Fullerton landed one on you. Jackie Fullerton fixed you.
Well, it's good that you've got behind your local man, John.
I've met
Carl Frampton.
I haven't got behind him.
He's a decent man.
I haven't got behind him.
He's a decent guy.
Kerry Frampton doesn't know who he is.
He is excelling. Stephen. He's excelling Stephen. Throughout the world. And here we have someone like you just... I don't know. You're entitled to your opinion, but my goodness, would it not be nice just to get behind a guy? And I've no idea what he means, George Nishankal, just finally by he doesn't know who he is. I'll leave the final word to you, George.
I know who he is. Ring Magazine would know more than you, me, Stephen Beacon, or John and Don Amina put together, and they rated them in the top 10, if not higher, in the world. That's the most prominent boxing magazine on earth, and I mean, I wouldn't like to be on the end of one of Frampton's left or right hooks, so I wouldn't, if he's not that good a boxer. And that guy the other night was an immense boxer, and you've seen it. And maybe he won the 11th, but Frampton won at least 11 out of 12 rounds. That shows you what the quality of Frampton is. Frampton's a quality boxer, and he's bringing a world title back to this country.
Okay, George, thank you. Stephen Beacon, thank you. John and Don Amina, thank you very much indeed.